you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Heidi, hi, heidi ho, everybody. It's Crab Diving Wednesday, hump day. Hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It'd be a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us out on the Eastern type coast. If it ain't that time, then you're listening to us possibly as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network. 24/7, crabdiving.com/live, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, maybe at Stitcher or at crabdiving.com. However you're sucking us in your ear holes, we appreciate the hell out of it. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in Southern California. The birds are singing. The hookers are dancing.
Yes.
The puddles of AIDS are shimmering.
They're glistening.
Yeah, they are here in Koreatown. A lot of construction going on. I don't drive often.
I know.
But I got in my car and, God, there's a lot of construction going on here.
Well, you had a costume fitting today.
I had a costume fitting for my first acting gig in, geez, a while.
Yeah.
I took myself off the shelf, I guess, for a little while, and then a buddy of mine called. He's doing a film thing. So,
oh, that's awesome.
I'm doing a film tomorrow. I'm not sure about tomorrow's show.
Yes.
I'm waiting for my call time. So
keep us informed. Watch this space.
Yeah, maybe we'll go live to tape.
Oh, okay.
Earlier in the day.
That sounds perfect.
We could do that, record it.
Let me check my schedule.
Just put that crap up there.
Bring out your dad.
Your schedule's a gong? Oh.
yeah. It's a gong.
I frankly have no freaking idea what's going on in the world.
The big story today is, Donald Trump, he's running for president.
I've heard of him.
Yes, and a designer has already made some fan art in honor of Donald Trump. I'm reading from the HuffPo. Donald Trump butt plug now available for your pleasure.
Oh, wow.
Fernando Sosa, 31-year-old designer, launched. He thought it was perfect for him.
Wow. Probably need
the most appropriate
extra lube to get past the hair, right?
That's so horrible. Oh, yeah.
A Donald Trump. Well, you know, they're. I guess they're selling those pinatas now here in the United States. They were selling them down in Mexico.
God, he's the biggest joke.
And now they're selling them out in, they're selling them here in the United States.
It's just so ridiculous. I mean,
did you see he had a meeting? I wonder how that went with Ted Cruz. Ted fucking Cruz.
What did they talk about?
Who the hell knows?
Could not with a goat.
Who hates America more? Ted Cruz, Donald Trump. Go. Ted Cruz, right?
Well, who's done more actual damage is
Ted Cruz
by far, yeah.
Shut down the government.
Yep.
Which had actual effects
on
people, you know, Meals on Wheels.
People lost wages, too. Weren't there government workers, like some park district, non-essential personnel, they call them, who got laid off during all that bullshit? And
their money's not non-essential.
Right. I think they ended up getting paid, though. They say that was one of the deals, was that they were going to... they were holding the checks,
yes,
but that they would eventually reimburse them. I don't think people lost.
I think if you, as a legislator, you're going to shut down the government, you sort of have to say, I don't ever want to be president. I don't want to run something that I tried to shut down. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he wants to get in there and just burn the place down.
I mean, how do we know he's not going to do it again as president? How do we know he's just not going to...
Well, he will. I mean, that's how he governs. He walks in and the suicide bombs the place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could say what you want about Obama, but at least he gets stuff done. If you don't like the Iran deal, that's fine. But there is an Iran deal that doesn't involve us selling anybody weapons.
Yeah, I don't... It's just pure and simple Obama derangement syndrome that they are screaming their saggy white asses off.
Because he's black. I think racism has a lot to do with it. I think these old saggy white guy politician, right-wing nut job assholes can't deal with a black person being their boss, maybe.
Right. There's a lot of that. And they, Mitch McConnell said it, right? Right after,
what did he say?
The day after Obama was elected or after was sworn in.
Oh, yeah.
Our number one job is to make sure he's a one-term president.
Yeah, we're not going to help him do anything. We're not going to help him increase the minimum wage.
Nothing.
Figure out this Iran shit. And he then killed Osama bin Laden, my God.
Right, and then they try to point and say, look it, he's got nothing done. He's a horrible president. Well, you assholes, what has he been able to get done?
Right.
The only stuff that got done was, I mean, Obamacare was huge. And that was when we had a majority in both the House and the Senate, right?
Do you think that's going to be his legacy, Obamacare? Barack Obama?
I think that's the big one, sure. Yeah. And then... I think the Saran deal is massive. Yeah. And gay marriage.
Right.
Although he didn't really, I don't know that he had all that much to do with it, but I guess he said he evolved, so
right,
it helped. And he told Holder, the spawn of Satan himself, Eric Holder, to not prosecute, right? He told him to not, and that drove them crazy. He's not throwing the homos in jail like he should be.
Well, you know, I mean, if we just think about it, if we had Mitt Romney for president, would any of this happen? What would have happened? What would have been Mitt Romney's legacy?
I don't know. I shudder to think. I mean, could it be worse? It can't be worse than Bush, right? I mean,
it could always be worse, though.
Think?
Yes. Absolutely.
Bush was pretty heinous.
I mean, the Iraq War could have gone worse, right?
Right. I mean, it could have gone better.
It could still be going.
It could have not been going. Could have not gone.
Right.
But they wanted, Halliburton needed to make some money.
Yeah.
We could check and see what the headlines are. Hi, Kate. Kate's wandering around.
The dog has checked in.
The crab diving dog. Let me see if I can find my...
The drop. Are you looking for Sarah Palin's voice?
Oh, you know what it is? I reorganized.
Don't.
Got to slap an intern.
Listen, never reorganize.
Something's been reorganized here and I can't find shit.
If any of you kids are listening out there, never reorganize anything. That's only leads to trouble.
Never change. Never update.
Yeah.
Damn it.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, July the 15th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. You got a little British at the end of it.
These are your headlines. You can always get a little British. You're an Anglophile.
I am.
Are you registered?
No. Yeah, registered British loving offender.
Yeah. There's like 17 Anglophiles within a quarter block of this address.
Right, you can go to a webpage.
Keep your kids inside.
Find out. Yeah. The headline over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington the Post says, hello there.
Hello.
Hello there. With a beautiful close-up, sexy shot of Pluto.
Oh, yeah.
This is really cool. This is
We're never going to see it again, right?
Really, really cool. Today, they got the first images back of the drive-by, the flyby.
Yes.
That NASA's New Horizon space probe.
Right.
New Horizons space probe. This is amazing. I mean, ever since... You know, I'm 1,000 years old. Ever since I was a kid, Pluto has been a fuzzy little white dot, even in the best of pictures with our strongest of telescopes.
Yes.
And Charon, his little friend, spent around with him. But now, I mean...
But it's not a planet anymore.
Well, yeah.
So what do we care?
It got demoted, but
it downgraded. It's
still part of the family.
It's a rock.
It's just a big rock, but it's still, you know, our rock. And there's a picture of Charon too. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and Hydra. Wow, there's a
are there any Starbucks?
There's not yet. I'm sure they're planning on it. There is a Trump for President sign.
Oh yeah. Donald bought Pluto and he's gonna paint his name
it's
on
it. It's the best planet. Oh, it's not a planet.
I'm gonna build a wall. I'm gonna build a wall around Pluto so no Mexicans can get in.
They showed some of the mountains. There's close-ups of the mountains on Pluto. This is amazing. Yes. I mean, it's just we're seeing Pluto for the absolute first time. So that's the headline over on the HuffPo. Science.
Boring.
Right, which will make our friends on the right.
How old's Pluto? Is it older than our planet, 6,000 years or no?
It's probably about the same age, right, isn't it? If we were all created from the same solar disk.
Right. The laser disk.
Of spinning matter. Or wait, we're all 6,000 years old.
Yeah, please, don't be stupid.
The only protestations I've seen anywhere are real knuckle-dragging dickwads who were saying, why are we spending money on this? What do I care what Pluto looks like?
Have they never watched...
We need to build more bombs!
Have they never watched Star Trek? Are they not familiar with the Prime Directive? To do no harm, but to observe new life.
To explore strange new worlds.
Yes. Do you know it?
To seek out new life and new civilizations.
These.
Are the days
more
of our lives?
These are the days of our lives. Yeah. Number one.
It's a mashup.
Yeah.
Days of our lives. So that's the headline over there at the Commie Pinko Liberal Effete Huffington Post.
I'm excited to get to see Pluto. Richard Branson building a rocket so we can go look at it?
Probably. I'm sure space tourism, although it took New Horizons 9 years to get there.
Yeah.
It's a long vacation.
What are you going to do the whole time? 9 years.
They took VHS tapes with them.
Bring a book.
Let's dumb it down.
Too late.
And head over to the Drudge Report.
Hola.
Da, 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 da.
What's the headline? Is it xenophobia? Is it a fear of illegal immigration?
Good girl. I had to move the chair so the dog could jump up on her memory foam pillow.
Oh, wow.
The headline over at the Drudge Report is a picture of Barack Hussein Obama.
What?
Our president, commander. Kenyan in chief.
Muslim.
And it says, Iran.
Yay.
It says, Iran keeps American hostages.
What does that mean?
I think they've got somebody in jail or something there that they're saying is in prison. Let's look. Over on the Daily Beast. Daily Beast?
Isn't that weird? That's on Drudge? Isn't that kind of progressive?
Dang, yeah. The Drudge Report links over to the Daily Beast.
How weird.
Oh, there's also a really horrible picture of Hillary on the Drudge Report.
Oh,
shock.
Geez.
The CBS News Major Garrett. Why would you name your kid a rank?
Right.
Like,
Major
what if
Garrett.
What if he joined the Army? Now you're settling
Major,
that kid
Major
with being like Private Major Garrett or... Colonel Major Garrett.
And it's hard. It's hard to be a major. I mean, that's just, you know.
Right.
It's a long road to finally be Major Major.
Maybe as a twin brother minor. So Major Garrett asked President Obama at his press conference today if he was, quote, content with 4 Americans held in Iranian jails.
He said he was thrilled, right?
While his administration celebrated the nuclear deal. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm going to go knock one off.
No one's
behind the podium. I'm so excited.
No one's celebrating. Is anyone celebrating over there?
This is CBS, too. I would expect that from Fox.
Oh, absolutely. Well, CBS is owned by a big, scary corporation.
Viacom, yeah. Right?
Evil.
So he said, can you tell the country, sir, why you were content with all the fanfare around this deal to leave the conscience of this nation, the strength of this nation, unaccounted for in relation to these 4 Americans?
What
a dickwad question, huh?
Yeah. Who is held hostage there anyway?
There are 4 people there that have been arrested for various things,
yeah.
Either real or perceived shenanigans.
Right.
The Obama, fortunately, maybe I have the audio here of this. Here's a little bit of the exchange between President Obama and this dickwad ninny named Colonel or something.
Ninny. Major Ninny?
You're right.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you well know, there are four Americans in Iran, three held on trumped-up charges, according to your administration, one whereabouts unknown. Can you tell the country, sir, why you are content with all the fanfare around this deal to leave the conscience of this nation and the strength of this nation unaccounted for in relation to these four Americans? And last week, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said under no circumstances should there be any relief for Iran in terms of ballistic missiles or conventional weapons. It is perceived that that was a last-minute capitulation in these negotiations. Many in the Pentagon feel you've left the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff hung out to dry. Could you comment?
I got to give you credit, Major, for how you craft those questions. The notion that I am content as I celebrate.
Oh, crap.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I pressed the wrong
button. As you well know, there are four Americans in Iran, three held on trumped-up charges, according to your administration, one whereabouts unknown.
Okay, I'm just going to mute this.
Can you tell the country, sir, why you...
That guy. So anyway, so the president, he looked a little bit visibly pissed off.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
He just got a deal with Iran.
Right. And this guy is like, you know, how could you be content? How are you having such a party when those four guys... Because we just averted, first of all, we just averted World War III, you big asshole.
Nuclear war Major. Has been stopped. Yeah. Right, Major.
Major.
To me, the goal is to, you know, with Iran, don't you think, just be not have shit blow up, no mushroom clouds? Isn't that what we want?
Those questions. The notion that I am content as I celebrate with American citizens languishing in Iranian jails? Major, that's nonsense. And you should know better.
Yeah.
I've met with the families of some of those folks. Nobody's content. And our diplomats and our teams are working diligently to try to get them out.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, what a piece of shit this Major guy is.
Well, I mean, that's what the rights, they're just bitching. They're like, the deal isn't good enough. You know,
well, and you notice he pulled out that, well, you know, some are saying, some people in the Pentagon are saying.
Yeah. Well, I imagine there's a lot of people in the Pentagon that don't want to deal with Iran. I imagine there's some people in the Pentagon that want to blow them off the face of the fucking earth.
They all do.
Which isn't a great option, you know, for the good of humanity.
Because that's what they do.
You know how we can stop terrorism and ISIS? Maybe we can stop blowing the hell out of the Middle East.
Right.
Stop blowing. Everyone stop blowing each other. That's not what I meant.
Meanwhile, they showed some pictures. I've seen tape of some Iranians celebrating in the streets at the deal. And
well, that's proof it's a bad deal.
Instead, you know, the righties over here have been screaming, look at them. They're burning flags and they're screaming death to America. Why are we trusting them?
Right.
But these groups that they showed, they were screaming, death to nobody, peace in our world, peace in our world.
Right.
And they were celebrating that, you know, maybe we'll be able to be nice to the Americans instead of, have to, you know, want to freaking blow them up at every chance.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what people wanted. I mean, had he not gotten a deal, it would have been, hey, he couldn't get a deal. Any deal would have been better than nothing. That's what they would have said. But he got a deal.
Right. And had this deal been brokered by Bush or by, well, any other
Cheney.
Republican nimrods.
That's what you mean instead of Bush.
Right. Then, I mean, they'd be putting his face up on Rushmore.
By the way, they wouldn't put Reagan's face up on Rushmore, and he gave him fucking nuclear weapons, didn't he? He didn't give him nukes. What did he give him?
Guns.
Weapons.
Allegedly. Yeah. No, he did.
He did.
Somebody played, might have put the video, I think it was on our Facebook feed. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. By the way, tweet us during the show if you like, at crabdiving.
Twitter is open.
One word on the Twitter. At Crab Diving. You can also, we'll open the phone lines up here in a few minutes. You can give us a call on the Skype-y type thing if you like. Please do.
323-601-LIBS.
I don't have a lot of stories, so, you know, call us.
Yes.
I do have this story that we didn't get to. I can clean up some of my spreadsheet, I guess, here before we get to all the headlines. Did we do the Drudge Report? We did. Yes. Iran keeps the American hostages.
Shocker. So Drudge doesn't like the deal.
Yeah, Drudge is painting it like, well, they had all these negotiations and America said, fuck it, keep them. Go ahead. Because, you know, America, we have to give up everything. Meanwhile, from all, except if you don't listen, tune out the ninny-tude.
Ninny-tude.
On the right. Everybody thinks this is a better deal than they expected. Like, they have no path to a thing that goes boom.
Yes.
For a long time. And for Bibi Netanyahu to be out there saying, and Trump, I think there's a, when we want to go in and inspect, we have 20 days, or they have 20 days to let us in.
Right.
To go and inspect something. And Trump is like, we should be able to go right now. And and Bibi's like, look, 20 days, 20 days.
Well, what? Whether they like it or not, Iran is a sovereign country, right? I mean, we just can't
go in there and do
whatever we want.
I think Bibi said about something about meth. Like, if you're going to bust a drug dealer, do you give him 20 days notice? All the meth will be gone.
Well, it's not a drug dealer. It's a country.
Right.
Hey, listen, Israel hates Iran. Iran hates Israel. But what? Okay, can Iran go in and inspect Israel? Can they see if they have any nukes?
Well, they say they don't still. Right. Right? I mean, Israel's never... I think they've hinted, but they've never actually... Everybody knows they do have one. But nobody... They've never come out and said, we have the bomb.
Right.
But everybody knows they do.
Why is it a double standard? Why can Israel have the bomb?
Because they're our friends.
Right.
And, you know, they're white.
I think that's it. I think that's the problem. Israel's
probably
white.
A lot of it, yeah.
And Iran is brown.
Which they're not. I mean, there's a lot of Israelis that are, you know, Jesus-y.
Yeah.
Brown skin.
I listen to this and I'm like, wow, this whole situation would be a lot easier if we would just have more solar panels everywhere.
Wind, solar.
Yeah, anything
I
other
saw
than
a design,
oil.
In Italy, they've designed a bridge that they're going to put up.
Yeah.
It's a big, one of these big giant bridges that spans like, you know, two mountains or something like that, or goes over a valley of some sort. And they're putting underneath the bridge where there would normally be nothing, all kinds of nothing.
Yeah.
They're putting up wind turbines.
That's brilliant.
So that the wind that shoots through this valley is going to power a town nearby or something like that.
We should be doing that all over the place here. That's insane that we don't.
What country was one of the Scando countries? That,
not the U.S.
That's 100% now wind?
Yeah. No, 114% in the Netherlands.
There you go.
They don't use oil. They're able to sell that excess back to somebody, right? Make a profit.
Maybe. I don't know. That's what you can't hear. Or they're trying to get rid of that now, too, because they want to punish you for using solar power.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I've got a story about one of our favorite actors who briefly had it was really a shitty TV show on MSNBC. Alec Baldwin.
Oh, my God, yeah.
For
the homophobe.
As awesome as we were waiting or thinking Alec Baldwin's show was going to be because it's Alec Baldwin.
He was nice.
Good God, yeah. It was him having like tea with somebody in a booth at a restaurant. And just speaking very civilly.
You know what the problem is? I don't think anybody can tell him no. He's not going to have a producer that says, you know what? This is boring. We need to make this different. We need to make it exciting.
You think they were thinking the same thing as us? Like, oh, God, just put a mic on him and he's going to go nuts.
Put a
and
tea
then he
party
has friends
guy.
On. That was the problem. Yeah, he kept having his friends on. He's not going to fight with his friends.
Who wants to watch Deborah Winger get interviewed by Alec Baldwin? Was, not me.
Yeah, that one was.
It was horrible.
That one was a barn burner.
Put Alec Baldwin in a room with Louis Gohmert. Go. Interesting. I guarantee you that's interesting.
Oh, amazing. So after Baldwin kind of, I don't know, went underground for a little bit now. I mean, you know, he's still got a radio show. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he do that? It's about music, isn't it?
It's on WYNC.
Yeah. I think it's the public radio station there.
I think it's a talk show.
Oh, really? I thought he did a show about music. Maybe I'm insane. I thought he did a show about jazz or something.
So, you know, last week we talked about the settlement that British Petroleum.
Oh, BP. Big fan.
Reached. And, you know, we were feeling real sorry for them because.
How are they going to stay profitable?
They settled for $18.7 billion and they said, well, you know, we might have to. The company might not survive. We might have to break up.
But hey, they got all the oil out of the Gulf.
Hold on.
They didn't get all the oil out of the Gulf.
Hold on. Yesterday on his radio show, a few days ago on his radio show, Here's the Thing.
Yes.
Alec Baldwin had a journalist on.
Ugh, I hate the title of that show. Here's the Thing. Ugh.
Here's the Thing.
Gross.
Here's my thing. And the author was Antonia Juhasz.
Yes.
J-U-H-A-S-Z.
Maybe it's Juhasz.
Juhasz?
Who knows?
Who has written extensively about the spill and covered it. She wrote a book in 2011 called Black Tide, The Devastating Impact of the Gulf Oil Spill.
Yes.
And recently, she did a magazine dealio where they went in a sub to the floor of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
And guess what they found?
A shitload of oil.
Now, there are many many who think that, oh, it's okay. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
The Gulf has recovered.
You can't see it.
It's been 5 years. Come on.
My mom lives down there. It's fine, right?
She doesn't see it.
She does not see any oil.
It's because she's not taking a submersible.
Right. What's wrong with you? You didn't get the submarine out?
Right. Take it out of the garage for a spin.
Where do you keep a submarine?
In the water?
Yeah, I guess so.
I would guess. So she went down there and...
You keep a submarine in deep water.
Oh.
Deep water, not shallow water. Then it's not worth anything. Stupid.
One thing she didn't see.
Yes.
According to this article I'm reading here, she did not see any vibrant sea life.
Oh.
In fact, what she found, she describes as, quote, a huge carpet of oil 3,000 square miles in size.
God, they wrecked the whole Gulf Coast, this company. And we're worried about the fine they're paying? My God.
Right. And then claiming, it's all good.
Who went to jail? Who went to jail at BP?
That's the big problem.
Or Halliburton. Or Dick Cheney's company. The people that had put the safety valve on the thing that blew.
Right.
What about that?
And...
Yeah.
And The you said the impact on the economy and the food there, and
oh,
we still have
God.
Dolphins that are washing up on shore.
No, that's nice. That's nice. You're going out to the beach with your family and flipper washes up.
Right. Having a grabber.
Full of oil. It's ridiculous.
So that is what happened there with Alec Baldwin. So I guess he's still going strong on his...
Here's the thing.
On WNYC in New York, which is probably the public.
You know, I'm crazy, but I really thought he had a show about jazz music or something for a while, which I always thought was strange. But
Here's the Thing is a series of intimate and honest conversations hosted by Alec Baldwin. Alec talks with artists, policymakers, and performers to hear their stories, what inspires their creations, what decisions change their careers, and what relationships influence their work.
I bet that's a good show. I would like to hear him talk reasonably about acting with someone. That would be kind of cool. You know,
Edie Falco's been on recently.
But I'd rather hear him yell at people.
Oh, here's some guy writing about Scientology.
Oh, God.
Yeah, David Blaine.
Nanu.
Magician.
Mork Colleen Orson.
George Snuffleupagus he had on. Former Clinton advisor.
Yeah, Big Bird.
An ABC News personality. George Stephanopoulos, he's had on. So Sarah Jessica Parker.
Why is she on there?
Explained, the headline says, Sarah Jessica Parker almost said no to Sex and the City.
Whoa, man, that would have been dumb.
Oh, John McEnroe?
No.
Julie Andrews?
See, now that's a good one. There you go.
Ira Glass? Okay. Jerry Seinfeld?
No, no, no. Pump the brakes. John McEnroe and Alec Baldwin yelling at people. That's what I want to see.
But the two of them together, who knows?
No, they need to pick a target. I listened to...
pick a mutual hate?
Oh, yeah. I listened to... I was listening to this Cubs game, and they had John McEnroe was a guest in studio with the radio broadcasters because he was going to sing the seventh inning stretch, take me out to the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Cubs player, John McEnroe didn't think a Cubs player hustled enough getting down the line to first base. And he lost his mind. He's like, he didn't run very fast.
Yeah,
I'd yell at him.
McEnroe, serious about a whole bunch of sports. He was, he was a soccer dude. He was a really good soccer player
in
high school. And he basically had to make the decision. What do you want to do, play soccer or tennis? Made the right decision, I think. Who knows how good he would have been at soccer, but an American soccer player.
Tennis is a better team sport for him, probably.
Yes. Right. Although he did. He's got a ton of doubles.
Yeah.
Tournament wins mixed doubles.
He never argued with his partners?
No. Really? Not on the court that I could see.
Right.
I'm going to have to give a listen to the Alec Baldwin show on WNYC at some point. Did you see there's a whole bunch of shit coming out about Sumner Redstone? Speaking of Viacom.
We talked about him yesterday.
He's 100,000 years old, right after the Lord created the earth 6,000 years ago.
Yes.
Then they made Sumner Redstone.
He's missing a rib, right? He created women.
Right. There's a story coming out from one of his former drivers.
Right. Oh, my God. Matt, he must have been a tremendous asshole to the help, his assistants.
Well, I mean, this guy makes it sound like Redstone's himself is nice.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, he's 94.
I'm sorry. Sumner Redstone owns Fox.
No.
What is he?
Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, okay.
He's the Eye of Sauron.
Right.
Sumner Redstone is the chairman and CEO of Viacom, which owns CBS.
Right.
And, half the other media.
Comedy Central, MTV, right? All that stuff.
So his driver wrote in the Hollywood Reporter that he's 92. Sorry, I gave him two extra years.
Well, don't do that. He doesn't want that.
And this guy drove for him. He subbed for him for a week. He worked for Paramount Pictures, and Sumner Redstone has they own Paramount,
right?
And he has I guess the Paramount driver is the one who drives him around. And he subbed for the guy, and he got a personal note or a personal email from Redstone saying that they liked him. They really liked him. And they said he never does that. So this guy, they liked him. Then a few months later, he gets a call, ends up going to work for Redstone full time. And that's when the shenanigans he noticed started. He said the first time he was there, when he was just subbing, he saw a woman pull up in some beat up, shitty little car parked in front.
Okay.
And then she got out and, she wasn't dressed like you would think a really loaded person who's hanging out with Sumner Redstone would dress.
She was not refined.
And he found out, I forget what her name is, was it Paula? No, that's his ex-wife.
Okay.
Sydney is the one we're talking about, this woman. So then he leaves. He finds out that's a friend of Sumner's.
Okay.
He comes back a few months later, and now Sydney is driving a brand new SUV. Perfect hair, perfect makeup, designer clothes, the whole nine yards. And now she's an assistant or something to Sumner Redstone. And he said that they had him do weird shit. Like, he frequently would go to the bank. They would send him to the bank with checks made out to cash.
Okay.
And he would get the cash. And sometimes he would bring it back to the estate. Other times, he delivered it to this group of several women around LA.
Okay.
That were, for some reason, receiving cash deliveries
from Sumner Redstone.
From Sumner Redstone.
Maybe
there were
his kids.
Enough of him that he had to keep, he kept a spreadsheet to make sure it was all. Because he said they couldn't. There were times where they wanted so much cash to go that they wouldn't give him that much in one sitting. So they'd. You'd have to go three or four times to pile up enough cash to bring to these women.
Do we have a copy of the spreadsheet?
No.
Damn it. I want to know how much.
But in his spreadsheet, he figures that in less than a year's time, it was over $1 million in cash.
Paid out to just random
dispersed,
women?
Not random.
Yes. No, not random.
But some sort of list.
Weird.
He was. He dropped the Sydney woman off at a house.
Yes.
This really nice house in Beverly Hills. And she said, oh, Sumner bought that for me.
Well, I mean, God, he wouldn't even feel it. He buys a house in Beverly Hills. It's not going to make a blip in his bank account.
No, $1.825 million he bought it for.
Oh, that's a shack.
Which he was what he paid, was paying in cash, right? Almost to these women.
What the hell do you buy? What do you afford with that in Beverly Hills? A one-bedroom condo?
You're right.
Jeez.
It was 2011, but still.
God. He had so many girlfriends or he set her up. Arrangements. He had to pay somebody to drive around to pay these people off?
Now, meanwhile, he's got a companion named Paula.
Yes.
It just seems like this 92-year-old has this cloud of women floating around him.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're his daughters or something. Mm-mm. From, you know.
Oh, I see. You know, secret daughters?
Yeah, maybe they're his kids.
And now I'm also seeing a lot of people are criticizing this guy, though. When he was finally fired, he said he was getting nervous because the cash he was starting to carry around was increasing, and he didn't like the fact that he was driving around carrying $20,000 in cash.
Oh, my God. No way.
Or plus.
What do? You put it in a bag? I've never carried around that much cash.
So he finally spoke to someone that he kind of worked for, you know, the people in charge of the drivers and stuff, and said, you know, I don't feel 100% safe with this. And then he said, well, can I get a concealed carry permit? Can I carry a gun?
Right.
And they said, no, we don't allow our employees to carry guns.
How progressive.
And then it doesn't say, I read the article, it doesn't say exactly what conflict he started having with Sydney, but somehow she ended up hating him. He probably asked too many questions.
Yeah.
And she ended up hating him. But the story is that you've been seeing less and less of Sumner Redstone.
Is he dead?
And being cut off more and more, it's one of these stories where, you know, somebody takes over and they cut everybody else off from him. So now they're wondering if, you know, she's got some weird hold over the 92-year-old Sumner Redstone. He's had health problems. Duh.
Well, he's 92.
Right.
And he's got to carry around all that money and then the stress with all his different girlfriends he's got to pay off to the
point. Exactly.
This guy who he just hired to drive around needs a spreadsheet.
So this driver dude was let go by them finally. And he was meeting with Paramount's human resources, you know, to go through that bullshit. And they wanted him to sign an NDA.
Fuck that.
A non-disclosure agreement.
After they fired him, they wanted him to sign an NDA.
Right. He said, well, I don't think so.
Pay me.
And they said, we'll give you $36,000 to sign
more
the NDA. And he said, no. Mm. He said, no.
I carry that around in the morning for his quote unquote girlfriends. You know how much this guy's worth? $6.3 billion. Yep. That's what Google tells me.
There you go. So that million was a drop in the bucket for that house.
He didn't even notice. Yeah, listen, this is kind of gross, but I got a friend of a friend who's a bigwig in the TV biz. She told me that I was listening to her talk. She said that if she...
No, this story drives me crazy.
Yeah. They're like, if you...
You asked her, didn't you? If... What was it? 10,000?
Yeah. It's, would you know... If you were missing $10,000, would you notice? Would you notice? And she's like, no.
The person out of
like,
the bank account.
Yeah. No. 20,000. No. 30,000. No. 50,000. Maybe. That's the kind of money that's running around this stupid city.
Insane.
Could you imagine missing $10,000? I don't know where I put it.
Oh, there were seven different women.
Seven.
To keep them straight, I maintained a spreadsheet that I still have today.
He didn't. Sumner Redstone didn't even have a spreadsheet. But the guy that drove the money, he had a spreadsheet. That's insane.
One of the assistants would tell me how much to pay each particular woman.
Oh, yes.
For some, it was an easy transaction. For others, I couldn't get enough money out of the bank on one visit.
Oh, my God.
So I would need to accumulate enough over several days and then pay them.
What a great job, by the way.
I think you can get, I want to say 10 grand in cash you can get out.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that's the limit of cash you can take.
I haven't had to move that kind of funds lately, so.
If he had to do several days worth.
Yes. My God.
30, 40, 50 grand.
The guy must have carried around a duffel bag of cash. And all of them had houses probably bought by Sumner Redstone. So that's like $7 million.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just, why wouldn't Redstone, if he's got all these girls, why doesn't he just buy like a multi-unit, really nice multi-unit building? Put them all in the same building. And then this poor guy doesn't have to drive. The traffic.
Makes the deliveries better,
dude,
yeah.
The traffic sucks easier. In this city. And he's having to drive around with bags of cash.
So that's one of the other headlines over there at the Huffington Post. But a lot of people are criticizing this guy because there's a code that even if you don't sign an NDA, there's a code of ethics that...
No.
That as a driver, you hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Yeah, if they pay you. But to me, the code of ethics goes out the window if you get fired and then they ask you to sign an NDA.
All right.
No. Fuck off. I mean, these guys are scumbags.
And he probably saw a payday, too. I mean, he could probably sell the story for that much more than... 36 grand.
Yeah.
Maybe. He'll be writing a book.
I would be like, give me a duffel bag of that cash. And then I'll sign your NDA. Maybe. Yeah. Then maybe I won't.
Get a driver to deliver some fucking money to me every week.
How much did the driver make? That's what I want to know.
I don't know how much drivers make, to be honest with you. I'm thinking it ain't.
I mean, for him.
Six figures.
If you have a driver and the driver's job is to drive around and pay off all your girlfriends. This is a guy you can't fire. You just can't fire him.
Right.
You have to live with whatever. Or you have to pay him off. And you sure as hell can't offer him $30,000 and say, hey, sign my little stupid form. That's ridiculous.
In the United States, the median expected annual pay for a typical chauffeur is $54,000.
And this guy's driving around with that much in one day.
But that's median. So that means that half of every driver out there makes less than $54,000.
I heard Sumner Redstone's going to switch to Lyft for this, by the way.
Sure. He's going to need somebody to lift him up.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder if he's all there. I mean,
$6.3 billion. Yeah. I think he's
Does
all
he have
there.
Kids? Does it say if he has kids?
Siri, does Sumner Redstone have kids? He has parents.
Doesn't it say on his Wikipedia there?
No, I'm just, I don't know.
He
owns a chain. My God, he owns CBS Corporation, Viacom, which is BET, Paramount Pictures. God. It doesn't say if he has kids. I don't know.
It should be over in that side box.
He graduated from Harvard in
1944. 1944. He's an old dude.
Yeah. Yes, he has two children, Sherry and Brent.
Well, they might be in their 70s.
Well, Sherry was born in 1954.
So 62.
She is also a major owner of the CBS Corporation, Viacom, MTV Networks, and BET. How'd she get that?
Gee, I wonder. She worked really hard and climbed up from nothing. So there you go. Today is an important day.
Oh, is it?
It's going to be a historic day. Because today is the day that we finally liberate Texas.
Ah, oh, did they secede finally?
Well, Jade Helm is starting today.
Never forget.
Jade Helm 15, the evil schlong of Barack Obama.
No.
Is entering into the pristine land of Texas.
I can't believe we're finally invading Texas. My God. We could broker a deal with Iran, but not Texas. Imagine.
Right. Exactly. There have been memes kind of like that out there where they say it's amazing that Obama can deal with these guys and it shows all the mullahs, but can't with these guys and it shows the Republicans. And
they're the same. Religious extremists.
Well, some are worse. Yeah. You got to deal with the Muslim ones.
Right.
Sort of. We'll see. And then this thing about trust, too, when they're screaming about, you can't trust them. You can't trust them. Well, that's what all these verification things are. Of course we don't trust them. We're not going to believe them. Oh, we're not going to make it. Don't worry. Yeah. Cool. Rock on. We believe you. Of course not. Of course we don't trust them. And they don't trust us.
But what we don't want is a nuclear war.
Right.
Or war. Or any kind of war.
And what these idiots don't understand is that if we didn't do this shit, they were probably going to just go ahead and do it and get the bomb. Now, that might have triggered World War frickin' 3 because...
We don't know.
Bibi Netanyahu has said he's ready. He's got his finger on the button.
Which is insane.
To blow up all their nuclear facilities. And then that would drag our asses into it.
Is he a crazy person?
Yes.
Netanyahu?
Batshit lunatic.
That should be the bare minimum if you're a leader of a country. We don't want to go to war. That should be your goal.
He's like Ted Cruz. I mean, he's the right-wing, extreme Tea Party dude of... He's the Likud party, right? Isn't it
what
the Likud,
which is just very so conservative? Strange. It's
very, what's the word I'm...
Hardline, conservative, Jirgoff.
The Israeli Zionist.
Oh, okay.
Heavy Zionist, where they, you know, think they believe in that... The Lord wants them to be there because of Jerusalem.
Oh, my God. How terrifying. And what does he get out of being such a hardline asshole? I mean, what is his goal? Is his goal
elected?
Really? But that's worth,
rich.
That's worth World War III. He's already rich. He's going to die rich, Netanyahu. How much does he get paid to speak?
But look at Bush was ready to start World War III, and Cheney was ready to start World War III
in
Iraq.
Right? I mean, that wasn't that the
goal? So obviously they don't give a shit.
No.
And it's power. And legacy. They think, I guess they think they're right.
They do.
Bush and Cheney are still running around. Cheney. Oh, God, I might find what he said. Why that fucker is still talking. But, of course, he... pried his saggy white butt cheeks apart and has taken a dump on the Iran deal.
We need to start animating this show.
And he is saying, you know, basically Obama's ushering in the end of the universe.
Right. How much fun is that?
There's a list of people who... Do you want to hear a little bit about...
Oh, I would love to.
You want to hear a little bit of Rick Perry?
Oh, sure.
Talking about Jade Helm?
Rick Perry's out and talking about things?
No, this is kind of a wrap-up article about...
Is he still running for president?
Surprisingly. But he is keeping his mouth shut.
That's so smart.
Which is the smartest thing he can do. And letting Donald Trump kind of suck all the oxygen out of the room and hopefully flame out or suffocate himself.
I mean, Donald Trump's so popular. I mean, that person made those butt plugs.
He's number one in the polls right now.
Well, because he's the most, you know, because his profile's up. You know, I mean, that's going to fade. He's not going to last. I mean, what issues does he have that he's for besides the wall that he's building?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hairspray?
Yeah, and, you know, getting rid of the illegals, well, that's kind of the wall. All of them have said, by the way, that if they become president, they're getting rid of this deal. Wasn't that great?
Oh, that's nice.
By the way.
Well, that's what all the Republicans say. They say, hey, if we get elected, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to, I don't know, repeal marriage equality. I don't even know how you do that.
I have no idea.
No.
I'm seeing some weird sound spiking thing here, but we don't hear it. But I don't know what that is, and I don't know where that's coming from.
The voices? It's the voices in your head. We're all crazy.
There's something playing on my computer here that's not... I don't know where it's coming from. Oh, no, I found it. It's John McEnroe talking to Alec Baldwin. It opened in the background.
Oh, my God.
You want to hear a little bit of this?
Oh, sure. What are they...
The odds. It was like Borg, like 3-1. Connors, 5-1. Gerolaitis, who was my late great buddy, Vitas Gerolaitis, 20-1. John McEnroe, 250-1. You know what I'm thinking? I can't even believe I'm on the board with these guys. This is unbelievable.
Did you have to put that up there, 250-1?
I would have put it like 1,000,000-1.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what they're talking about there, but that's a little bit of the Alec Baldwin.
Two rich, privileged white guys talking about, no offense, an elitist sport.
Hey.
That's accessible.
There's always golf. We could always point at golf.
Wait, golf is more elitist than tennis?
Yeah.
No. Only two people can play tennis at once. A bunch of people can golf on the same course.
But you can't go down to your local park and play golf with your buddy.
But you can't drink beer while you're playing tennis. Then people drink through the whole golf game. Oh, you can?
I had my Thursday group, when I was teaching in Chicago, I had five different parks.
Yeah.
I would go each day, different park on the south side of Chicago. And I ran the tennis programs at the five different parks.
Right.
And there was a group of old guys. Old, I'm thinking, how old am I now? But to me, they were ancient at the time. And they would get together and bring coolers full of beer. And they would sit there all day. And there were like 8 or 10 of them. Some would show up and they'd sit there and yell and swear and get off my lawn. Then they'd rotate in and play a set of doubles. Then they'd sit down and swear and yell and point and laugh.
They
were pretty good. One guy was a former French Open champion. One guy was they were really good. Some of them were really good. I would hit with them every once in a while. Right. Or I'd sub in if they had an odd number sometimes and I didn't have a lesson. But there was one guy named Guy.
Yes.
Guy.
Yeah.
And he was 89 years old and he had been some champion 30s or something, you know, 1930s, 40s.
He played with a stone racket
and he got so old that he started switching hands with the racket. Like he couldn't hit a backhand anymore. So he developed two forehands.
Oh, geez.
And he couldn't move. It was like hitting to a tree.
Right.
But if he was within arm's reach of that ball, he could hit it wherever he wanted to.
Oh, wow.
And then they, you know, when they get older, they start playing old man tennis where you hit these little drop shots and goofy little angles and shit and that the young kids could run down.
It's like these Asian guys down here at the tennis courts in Koreatown.
Right.
Have you ever watched them play? They're good.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that happens at a lot of these public parks where it's just groups of really decent players just kind of get together and
right
and rotate in and out. So that's why tennis is less elite than golf, according to me.
We need a tennis story drop.
A tennis story drop?
You know, like whoosh.
How often have we done tennis stories?
Know. It just seems it seems appropriate.
I've got the cock slap.
Perfect.
That sounds a little bit like it.
Yeah.
So what else is going on here in the world? Oh, that was Jade Helm. We're going to play Rick Perry.
Oh, yeah.
We got sidetracked by Alec Baldwin playing in the background.
Is this the siege on Texas?
This is about Jade Helm.
Fort Worth.
A frightening thing happened that I've never seen in
my... Oh, good God. He's being interviewed.
Who's interviewing him?
By none other than he of the Golden Throat, who is now on medical leave.
Glenn Beck!
The wonderful... Glenn Beck.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Here he is, Glenn Beck, talking to Rick Perry on the telephone.
A frightening thing happened that I've never seen in my lifetime. A growing distrust of the government from people who are usually waving the flag and very pro-America and pro-government. I don't know if we ever should have been pro-government, but
This is, by the way,
what is he talking about?
Glenn is wearing a white button down, buttoned all the way up to the collar, which is weird.
Ridiculous.
With a kind of a grandpa sweater on, a green grandpa sweater with a, what are they, cowl neck? Is that what they call it?
Oh, yeah. Like an ascot?
Like it's got a lot of material around the neck of the of the
It's a puffy
sweater.
Shirt. Does he have a pirate shirt on?
He's got his gold professor glasses on.
Oh, perfect.
Just so you know.
Does he have a tri-corner hat?
Because he is the Diana Ross of right-wing nut jobs.
He's got a lot of great outfits, that guy.
He's a fashion designer,
sure.
Isn't he?
I hear he changed his clothes so much, instead of buttons, everything's Velcro.
Gross. Here's him talking to Rick Perry.
Pro-government. I don't know if we ever should have been pro-government, but people that generally have trusted the government. We had Operation Jade Helm, and you know, I mean, that took law-abiding normal citizens, a lot of people, saying, wait a minute, what's going on? Is the government going to try to take over Texas? I mean,
you think they're going to go for Obama here? Right?
Oh, yes.
They're going to blame Obama on the atmosphere he's creating.
Absolutely.
Of mistrust in the government.
He's created an atmosphere where we attack Texas.
Right.
What?
To take it from who?
Well,
who are we taking Texas from, you assholes?
America will occupy Texas.
Where are we taking it to?
Wait a second.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. Where are we going to take Texas? Where do you want to put it? Middle of the ocean?
That's like me saying, I'm going to steal Kate.
but you own Kate.
She's my dog. Right. So
you own another being. How evil.
It's crazy. We live together.
Over Texas. I mean, some crazy things are happening now because we don't trust each other.
Here's an interesting, I think, and if you put an individual, and I'll use myself, you know, I haven't announced for the presidency, but if I did, let's say that I were.
This is before he announced.
Oh, my God. He's so coy. I'm not, but if I did, here's what I'd say.
Coquettish.
Oh, my God.
Announced for the presidency, but if I did, let's say that I were to become the president of the United States. I think there will be a clear.
Which drives me crazy. That they have to play that ridiculous game of walking around saying, well, if I were running and if I were going to be president, I'm not saying I am.
Well, I mean, to me, the insane part of that is just saying that he thinks he's going to be president. There's no way in hell Rick Perry's being elected president.
Not a chance in hell.
Not ever since he made out with the syrup bottle.
Right.
He's never going to be. I don't even know how he governed after that. I mean, the syrup bottle thing?
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
That's an oops. That oops says, I don't care. I forgot a third of my platform. Who cares? Oops.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, it would have been.
He's apathy.
It
man.
Wouldn't have been. It was a disaster, but it wouldn't have been. He capped it off. He put a cherry on the top of that
oops.
Sunday with oops. That oops.
He got a laugh.
Yeah, oops.
Jesus, you know what? That moment probably humanized himself for, you know, his stupid followers. They're like, oh, Rick's just like me. I forget my lines sometimes when I'm in front of people talking.
Right.
This is insane.
So here he is with Glenn. If I'm not saying I'm running for president,
ooh.
But were I to become president.
Yeah, let's say that I were to become the president of the United States. I think there will be a clearly change.
What's going on in the background? Oh, that's me. I'm sorry. There's another deal opening up here. Here we go. I thought what was going around behind Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Change of attitude towards that office. What comes out of that office, the messaging that comes out of that office, that clearly puts America back on a course where people, I hope people always question government. They should. Our founding fathers sent us that message that we ought to question government. But don't question your military. Don't question the men and women who have put their hands up and sworn this oath to our Constitution and defend this country.
Well, that sounds almost sane.
Yeah.
Where he's like, blame the government, but don't blame the military.
Right. Don't blame the soldiers of Jade Helm.
But who are they under orders from?
Right. Barack Obama.
Here's the mellifluous tones of Louis Gohmert.
Have you heard of this military special operations command?
This is a this is apparently citizen questions.
It's someone's fishing.
This is some guy asking. This is some guy. He looks like a sovereign citizen. He's out in the woods. He's wearing camo jacket. Older guy with a beard and a stocking cap on. He looks like he watches Duck Dynasty.
Oh my god!
Of this military special operations command exercise called Jade Helm.
Speculation about why the military wants to train in American communities instead of military bases is fueling a growing number of theories across the internet and social media.
So this is God, listen.
The government will take action when it thinks its authority is threatened.
Texas.
That was a couple of lunatics who apparently have a YouTube show.
Oh, geez. What a bunch of charlatans.
They're militia types, sovereign citizen types. Let me see if I can get forward to here's Gohmert. Here's Libby Gohmert talking about it.
When news of the operation broke, the phones inside Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert's office lit up.
Of course they did.
Oh, yes.
All the people that voted for this asswipe?
Do you imagine the people that have Louis Gohmert's number to his office to call him?
Well, that...
Jesus.
That are in his district. I can't imagine what layer of Dante's hell that is to live in not only Texas. There's a couple of decent parts, but...
Now, he's a representative.
Yeah.
So he's got an office down there with people in it.
Sure.
It's not just him, right?
Well, he's got people, yeah.
Yeah, it must be. I'm just wondering what the atmosphere is like in the Louis Gohmert.
In the Gohmert office?
It's got to be strange.
Not bright.
No.
It up.
At first, people were not sure what to think. Do we have to worry about martial law? Is our federal government coming in?
And then we told them, guess what?
No.
It's a training exercise, you morons.
Everyone told them. Everyone told them. They even had like, what did they have, a colonel?
Oh, that poor guy. Yeah, some
at a town meeting.
Yeah, it was.
And he said
the reporter that talked to Obama earlier.
Yeah, and the guy said, "Hey, we're not invading Texas." And then these idiots say, "Oh, I know, but we don't believe you."
I don't believe you.
Dude, what the fuck?
The guy explains for an hour. Here's what we're doing. These are the exercises. We need to pretend that an area has been taken. That it's enemy. We need to pretend something is. We just picked these areas. Yes, it happens to be in Texas. That does not mean that we're slated to take over Texas. But if you were going to, that's what you would tell us if you were taking over.
I mean, I would think, okay, let's put ourselves in their stupid shoes for a second. Let's say you look out the window and all of a sudden there's a couple of tanks rolling down our street. I almost said the name of it. What would you think? Would you think we're being invaded by Mexico?
No.
They don't have tanks.
Probably not. No. I mean, every once in a while we'll see the... maybe it was a week ago. Did you see the black helicopters? Did you see there was a row of like five black helicopters?
I assumed...
flying in order. I didn't think, oh dear God, they're coming for
us. We're being occupied.
Right.
Obama's coming for our... What would...
Of course,
this
is California, so...
What would they come for in California? What? Our sense of... superiority.
Right. I have no idea.
They're coming from our I don't know.
Tofu?
Yeah, we don't produce anything. They're coming for our scripts in the entertainment industry.
That's exactly it.
They've occupied
I've got a script I want you to read.
We've occupied King of Queens.
Martial law is our federal government coming in and going to practice imposing martial law on Texas?
Yes.
A former Army captain, Gohmert, says he understands.
I didn't know he served.
Former Army captain.
Well, then he should know.
He does.
This is disgusting.
Even he can't be.
Come on.
I was going to say even Gohmert can't be this stupid, but
yeah,
I don't know that that's that accurate. Actually,
I mean, he'll say anything, right?
The need for training, yet it bothers him that as part of the exercise, the military is labeling Texas, Utah, and Southern California as hostile.
This is actually taking areas of our home country, the United States, and saying Texas is hostile, Utah is hostile, Southern California is hostile, and we got to take it back from the hostiles. I find that incredibly offensive.
And he thinks...
What the fuck?
He's offended because they designated part of Texas as hostile. Meanwhile, where we're at, southern parts of Southern California here are labeled as insurgents. I'm offended. Wah, wah.
I'm part of the resistance. You didn't know that. La resistance.
Insurgents.
Major Pfeiffer. I'm taking over Houston.
Right.
And Utah. Phoenix.
We've got, let's see, that's it for Gohmert. Rand Paul, you want to hear Rand Paul talking
absolutely
about Jade Helm?
Absolutely, God, we haven't heard from Rand Paul
15.
In forever.
So I get email on this every day, and I'm not up to entire speed on this. It's called the Jade Helm military maneuvers that are going on in the Southwest this summer. You have military exercises that involve...
This is some, you know, ridiculous radio program, I don't know.
Right.
Civilian areas. Are you up to speed on that? Do you know what this is all about?
You know, I've gotten a few questions on it on the road, and I really don't. I'm not sure about exactly what is going on with that.
It's making some people nervous, but it doesn't take much to make people nervous nowadays. So if you get a chance to, I'd like to know what the rest of the story is on that.
We'll look at that also.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
What does that mean? It doesn't take a lot these days to make people nervous?
Well, he's right on their side. That's what they live for, is to be made nervous.
The GOP is so strange. You know, in this day and age, we're nervous. About what? We extended a group of people some human rights. Now everyone has Obamacare.
Right. What do you think is going to happen?
Hey, you want to be nervous? Go live in Syria.
Why would there be martial law in Texas? Yeah. Why?
I got a friend that moved here from Haiti. And he thinks his place
is comedy.
Yeah, he thinks it's awesome here. He says America's great. He's like it's so relaxing to walk down the streets. He says we got one good part of Haiti, and I think he actually means one good part, like a couple of blocks. No one has any reason to be nervous.
Well, right.
No one's coming for your God or your guns or your liberty.
What do you think you've done to warrant being taken over with martial law? What has Texas done?
If those idiots, what do they do? Well, I think we should take them over.
I mean, yeah.
Who wants to take them over anyway? Who wants to occupy Texas? I've driven through it a couple of times. It's honestly, it's a horrible place.
Whenever we put a story up on our Facebook, go to facebook.com/crabdiving, invariably, everybody says, get the fuck out. Bye-bye, Texas.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye-bye.
I mean, go to El Paso.
Don't let the door hit you.
God. I mean, you talk about Fort Worth or Houston. Those places are a paradise. Go to El Paso. It's horrible.
Or Ira Ann.
It's a gross city.
Ira Ann, Texas.
I'm sorry, Texas. I don't mean to be an asshole or anything.
Is that where you did time in Ira Ann, Texas?
I did. My brother has a car there sitting.
Probably still. I'll have to do a Google Maps thing.
To see if that car
if that car is sitting there.
We left it
might be able to see it.
We left it outside in a, you know, with a bunch of other cars.
In the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Ira Ann is like,
it's
halfway between like Dallas and the border.
It's maybe right next to hell.
Right.
It's
how long were you there? A couple days?
A couple of days. Yeah. No cell service.
That's right. And limited Wi-Fi. Limited
internet.
There
was no Wi-Fi.
No.
You had to plug it into the hotel room.
That's right.
Yeah.
We were talking a little bit about Rick Perry and his oops moment.
Right.
Well, yeah, God, I don't know. I was going to say the worst governor in the country, but damn, it's hard.
Scott Walker.
Bevy.
I just thought of
LePage.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, is he the worst? I mean, he's just...
He wants kids to go back to work. He wants to put kids to work. He
he's like a Dickens
He's a
novel.
Cartoon character. Yeah. He really is.
And this is a great country. If you're a horrible governor, we want you to run for president.
But for the Republican side.
Yeah.
But this is Mary Fallon of Oklahoma. Heinous GOP ninny.
Is this the person that wanted to have the special session, the emergency session for marriage equality?
No, that was a clerk in Kentucky. The one who's Casey Davis.
Oh, yes.
Who said that he's been violated. That was yesterday's. Go to crabdiving.com to listen to yesterday's show. Downloaded from iTunes. Or
Mary Fallon is the Ten Commandments person.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
She's the one, governor of Oklahoma, after what? The Supreme Court there said, we're taking the Ten Commandments out. She said, did this. In fact, that's what this is about.
Yes.
This quote from her. She said that they're going to leave it there. They asked the Supreme Court, sure, you don't want to change your mind? And now they're saying they're going to try to override the ruling by changing the Constitution of Oklahoma.
Oh, perfect. Oklahoma has a constitution?
So they can leave the goddamn slab of rock there.
They have paper there?
But if they do that, you know what that means?
Yes.
They're going to have to allow...
Right.
The awesome statue of Baphomet from the Satanic Temple.
They're Release
gonna,
Baphomet.
They're going to have to allow that.
That would be great. Baphomet needs to be inflatable, though. I mean, we need to learn from these Christians with their Ten Commandments. It's too heavy.
Meanwhile, there was a... No, I got to look at...
Quit making things out of stone if you're a right-wing nut job. I mean, just because in the Bible it says stone tablets, it doesn't mean you can't make them out of styrofoam.
Right.
It'll kill your back. How dumb. I threw my back out manhandling a slab of the Ten Commandments.
It's faux stone.
Right. Well, by the way, in Iran, or wherever we rented the car from to escape, my brother and I,
in
when
Texas,
we were
yeah.
stranded there, gigantic Ten Commandments.
Where, just
in a hotel.
At the entrance of the town?
No,
oh,
at the entrance of a hotel, the Ten Commandments.
Nice.
Who goes to a hotel and is like, oh, that's right. I was about to covet thy neighbor's wife and murder someone.
And the only hotel in that area.
Oh, yeah.
In 100 miles of scrub.
We had to borrow a mechanic's car and drive 2 hours north.
He lent you his truck, right? Yeah.
We could have drove off with the truck.
Crazy.
Nuts.
So we'll get back to the statue. But
right.
Mary Fallon was being interviewed about the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
She says that the Supreme Court fucked up, my words, not hers.
Yes.
You'll be shocked to learn. I don't agree with them on this particular ruling, she says. The call they made was not the right call. So one of the things that I've asked is that the Attorney General's doing this. He asked the Supreme Court to review their decision. That's the... Wait, are you guys really sure?
Yeah. Well, the Supreme Court makes the decision, and they're like, hey, are you sure? Do you want to rethink it?
Yeah, fucking sure.
You were the Supreme Court!
See my name signed to that? What part?
I mean, if any decision in this country, they are the top deciders. They are the deciders, not Bush.
Right. And it might end up in front of the Supreme Court. This is the Supreme Court of Oklahoma.
Yeah. They're the deciders in Oklahoma.
What a herd of fun...
Oh, God.
Fun cut-ups that must be, huh?
A bunch of moolahs, probably.
So... She says, that doesn't mean they're going to change their mind, but I think they need to review their decision. And I think it's also important that we have time for our legislators, many of whom have expressed this opinion, that they would like to send an amendment to our Constitution.
Oh, my God.
To fix any ambiguity. And what the article in the Constitution they referred to in their ruling to overturn. So in the Constitution of Oklahoma, they have something that says we can't do anything that promotes a religion.
Right.
That's in their constitution. They want to fix that part. She...
Fix it.
This is what's ridiculous. She says the final decision on the monument's fate should rest with the people. You can't do that, you asshole.
No.
You can't legislate by the tyranny of the majority, you moron. That's our system of government that protects the rights of the minorities.
It's the point. It is the point
right.
of the whole thing.
And this is what they're using. It's where there's more Christians, we're in charge.
Doesn't work like that.
Take our Ten Commandments sideways up your rectum.
Yes.
Then she says, here's right. her Rick Perry moment.
Oh, okay.
You know, there are three branches of our government.
Oh, she forgot one?
You have the Supreme Court, the legislative branch, and the people.
No. The executive branch.
The people and their ability to vote. So I'm hoping we can address this issue and in the legislative session, let the people of Oklahoma decide.
See, you know
she
what
forgot that, the executive branch.
Yeah, well,
her own branch.
Also, she forgot the fact that the people are the legislative branch. That's the point. They're the representatives of the fucking people.
And the executive branch. They're elected, too. And I don't know, maybe these Supreme Court nannies are elected in Oklahoma, like they are in Alabama. Roy Moore, right?
That's a mistake.
That's how you end up with a Roy Moore.
They should not be elected in Alabama. Tremendous fail.
So she forgot her own branch of government. There's three branches, Supreme Court, legislative branch, and the people.
Hey, did she never watch Schoolhouse Rock? You know, I'm just a bill up here on Capitol Hill. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sounds like she was in church.
Right.
So the Baphomet statue, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, it's about time for the unveiling.
Awesome.
It's ready. It's done. The giant bronze statue. and now they're getting ready they were going to have an unveiling because they weren't allowed yet to put it up in Oklahoma. Now they're waiting again. It might go back.
Okay.
But they do want to have just a regular old unveiling. It was supposed to be unveiled July 25th in Detroit at a place called Burt's Marketplace.
Okay. It's my favorite.
In the Eastern Market District. But Burt, the guy that owns it, once he found out who it was that booked the place, he wouldn't allow them. He gave them their money back.
Oh.
He says, Detroit is a very religious area. When I rented the place, I just thought it was a church. I didn't know it was the unveiling of a statue. We weren't aware they were into devil worshiping, which they're not.
No, Baphomet is not the devil. He kind of is.
Yeah, yeah, but they don't worship him.
Right.
They don't believe in his existence.
Yeah.
This is, again, the ignorance of, well, the brilliant naming of this group by Lucian Greaves and the other guy that founded it, the Satanic Temple, has nothing to do with Satan. They don't believe in Satan as an entity. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in anything. They're atheists.
Yeah. Their point is they just want to put up a monument because they can.
They're for freedom of religion.
Absolutely.
And for not having the Ten Commandments in front of a courthouse. If you're a Hindu and you're going...
It's ridiculous.
To the court to petition the town council for something you need for your business or your livelihood or something.
Why should you have to look at the Ten Commandments on your way
into
court?
Well, do you think you're going to get a fair shake?
No.
That's the problem. It's not...
No.
Right. It's not... And it's the same with these invocations and these prayers before the meetings and shit.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you can go outside...
Oh, how nice.
Oh, how is that going to look? When I'm the one who stands up and goes, fuck this, and walks outside.
Man, what if it's summer and it's hot? Why don't you go outside?
Well,
no, why don't they go outside?
But because there's more of them. That's their belief.
What about
there's more of us, therefore Jesus.
What about tolerance?
It's your Christians.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean tolerance? These are American Christians, I should say.
We don't have that.
There are normal Christians
out
there.
Well, listen, tolerance is not in the Ten Commandments, is it?
Mm-mm.
How many can you name?
No.
Neither
is rape.
Oh, okay.
By the way, which is apparently why it's okay.
That's not in the Ten Commandments. Murder is, though.
Well, don't kill them after you rape them, and you're okay.
Okay.
So then they have been, the spokesman, Lucian Greaves, said, the contract specified that we are the Satanic Temple. We were explicitly clear regarding the nature of the event, and we warned them in advance there could be controversy.
It's like they're pretending that they didn't know what they were getting into.
And now, he says, one of the reasons it might be is that they're going to keep the new location secret until the day of the event, because now... They've gotten multiple threats of people burning the venue down. Warm, loving, beautiful, Jesus-embracing Christians are going to burn down places.
They put up Baphomet.
That have the unveiling of this stupid, ridiculous Baphomet statue with a goat head.
Is Baphomet flammable?
It's bronze.
Well, shit.
I think it'll survive. That's the funny thing. They'd burn the place down, and the only thing fucking standing there would be the statue of Baphomet among the burning ruins. How funny would that be?
It's hilarious.
Perfect for photos.
Oh, my God. Baphomet still stands.
He's reported all of these threats to the authorities. There's some things from Facebook here. One person says, a wise woman told me to stay away from Eastern Market that night. If you're going, Y-O-U-R.
Okay.
If you're going, you just might leave with a parting gift you didn't even ask for or never wanted.
What the hell does that mean?
Exactly.
God. How creepy.
Another one in all capitals, which seems to be the language of Christians on social media.
Yelling.
It is every Christian's duty to destroy this if you see it.
Okay.
Destroy this statue. Destroy this statue. Destroy this statue. Destroy this statue.
Bam.
I'll give him credit for laying off the exclamation points, but
here,
it's
I'll
all
give
caps.
You some. There's some exclamation for you. How are you going to destroy something that's bronze, dummy? What are you going
to
do?
This person says, let's burn the statue down, to which a normal person responded, the melting point of bronze is higher than the average full building fire, so have fun with that, smiley face.
I can't burn it down. Yeah, I don't. Is it easy to cut bronze? What if they wanted to saw it in half?
And here's a scientist. It's 950 degrees. Good luck.
Yeah.
It's the melting point of bronze.
We don't want to hear from them, those scientists.
And then she responded, well, we can always blow it up. Ha, ha, ha.
How?
Oh, and then this guy said you could blow something else. But I'm bum.
You can't blow up a bronze statue easily.
Well, right. You're going to launch it in the air and turn it into a giant missile. 8 people were killed by a statue of Baphomet that was blown up. Then they'd blame it on Satan.
Oh, absolutely. That's a sign.
That would be...
You can't do that.
Satan's fault. That wouldn't be the assholes who blew it up. It wouldn't be God. It would be Satan.
It definitely would be a sign. I mean, my God, if an odd shape of found in a piece of toast looks like Christ, then yes, Baphomet flying through the air will be a sign to them as well.
Absolutely. Good Lord, the statue's gone airborne. It's flying. Look, it's Poseidon.
Oh, that's so funny.
So that's the story of that. So they're going to be having the unveiling soon. You can get tickets online at the Satanic Temple, but they're not going to tell you where until the day before because they don't want any of these fuckwad violent Christians.
Well, tell the people that buy tickets because we're not going to mess it up. I want to go, but I don't know where it is.
Detroit. They're still probably going to have it in Detroit.
Right. Well, don't do anything bad in Detroit. Detroit has it hard enough. Just let them have, anything where anyone's selling tickets to anything in Detroit that makes people want to go there.
You've been to Detroit.
Let them have it. They got trees growing through buildings.
Wow.
It is the apocalypse.
Amazing.
By the way, Miguel Cabrera, who is on the disabled list right now, one of the best baseball players ever, plays in Detroit.
Yes.
Per at bat, he makes more than the median income in Michigan. Yeah, per at bat.
They love to blame the Democrats on Detroit, but feel free to let your fingers do the Googling, ladies and gentlemen. You could find out
that sounds
what
so
really
creepy.
Happened. It's just fucking...
Let your fingers do the Googling.
It's the ultimate capitalism fail.
Right.
It's not necessarily right now it would be more of a Republican fail because they're the ones who have their lips wrapped around the Coke schwants.
Oh, perfect.
Of pure capitalism.
I love it.
But... Back in the day, I mean, it was just pure capitalism, capitalism. And what happened? They drained it dry. Then they said, well, we're going to save money by moving all of our car plants over to Japan or over to India or over to...
Well, but wait, what about all these people in Detroit?
Well, they're capitalism.
Jobs. Oh.
What do you expect, you takers? Jobs?
Why would the... Why would you have a country... Set up a nice government, great infrastructure and everything, and then just let all the jobs go away. Why do we do that? That's the shittiest thing ever.
Because people could make money. That's the American way.
But we've all... What happened?
Mitt Romney made his billions off of that, or his zillions off of that.
What if we had a cap? What if we had a wealth cap?
That's been proposed, or
Like, you can't
not
have
a wealth cap, but you can't just tax the fuck out of them.
Yeah, you can't have more than $1 billion.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but
why
tax the hell out of them?
Yeah,
tax them. You mean to tell me that the Cokes? Let's say first of all, I'm willing to bet the Cokes pay probably close to 0.0 in actual taxes every year because of all the shenanigans and the.
But they give back so much,
and the accountants and they do. They give
the trickle down.
They've made. Hospitals, they've built hospitals and shit. They have done stuff like that. They've done some good, but that doesn't absolve them of the rest of the evil. Hitler built a few hospitals. I hate to go full Hitler,
right?
But I'm it's an example. I'm not, you know,
you went full Hitler. It's not even 3:30 in the afternoon.
Godwin's law.
Yeah.
So I've got, let's see. Oh, this is a big story. This is crazy. Did you see all the shit with Planned Parenthood that's been going on?
No, but that's related to this story I just saw. World's oldest sperm discovered in Antarctica. I don't know. It's from a slug or something. Who cares?
Slug sperm?
Yes.
Move. how do they do it?
Is it 50 million years old.
How do they know it's sperm?
50 million years old, 50 million year old sperm cells from a worm have been found in Antarctica.
Wow.
That's what the National Geographic magazine is telling me.
Froze.
Fossilized sperm, which was preserved in the walls of an egg case, is the oldest fossil animal sperm yet known.
Interesting.
Fossil animal sperm.
Fossil animal sperm.
That's my that's my handle on Twitter.
Is it?
Nah, it's
fossil animal sperm.
No, that's a good one though.
Let's see. What was I talking about?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Planned Parenthood.
Oh, Planned Parenthood. This video has come out.
Yes.
That is an undercover video of an evil baby killing abortion doctor.
It just rolls off the tongue. EvilBabyKillingAbortionDoctor.com.
Who, of course, on Fox. I just see the Fox headline.
Right.
Shocking video.
Fuck you.
Showing, this is from Fox.
Right.
A shocking video showing a top Planned Parenthood official casually discussing the shipment of aborted fetus body parts to research labs.
Oh, my God.
Is fueling calls in Washington and state capitals for investigations and hearings. Of course it is.
God, hey, Republicans, why do you... You're caring about cells that have never been human, that never lived. Listen, you don't give a shit enough to raise the minimum wage for actual human beings walking around on this shitty planet. What is wrong with you?
Right. Once they're shot out of the vagina, God. They care fuck all about them. The orange Oompa Loompa guy who cries a lot.
Boehner.
In the Speaker of the House.
Boehner.
Of cats. Said.
Stupid.
Nothing is more precious than life, especially an unborn child. When anyone diminishes an unborn child, we are all hurt, irreversibly so. When an organization monetizes an unborn child, and with the cavalier attitude portrayed in this horrific video,
now fuck you.
We must all act.
Please.
As a start, I've asked our relevant committees to look into this matter.
Oh my God!
Benghazi!
The Republicans don't have a regard for life.
He called on the president to denounce and stop these gruesome practices. Like Obama.
What is he supposed to do?
He's out there saying, sell the... Okay, so...
Oh, this is Obama's plan to sell the parts of fetuses to different...
Apparently what? Obama can stop it.
I think this is Michelle's initiative, right? It's not obesity.
Right. It's the forced killing of babies and selling off of their body parts.
She's so busy. What with all the working out and all.
Fred Upton, a representative from Michigan, Republican, said the video is abhorrent. It rips at the heart.
Now.
Tim Murphy of Pennsylvania, Republican.
Perfect.
Said the matter will be investigated, but noted that which is legal is not necessarily moral or ethical. So these guys know what's happening. Kind of a heinous video. The doctor, or I don't even know if she's a doctor, she's whoever she is having this conversation with these underground anti-abortion nuts who posed as, they pretended to be biotechnology labs looking for to do research, which happens. They do use sometimes.
Yes.
Fetal material.
Right.
Harvested fetal material.
Harvested fetal material.
To do research. Donated. Yes. And you can donate. It's something that you can do as the person right. who's getting the procedure. You can donate the fetal tissue to researchers if you want.
It's kind of a noble thing.
It's not a forced thing.
Right.
But the way she talks about it and the way that she describes everything, it's just very cold, very matter-of-fact. She's like eating her sandwich over lunch while she's there. They're out to lunch
but
with her.
But she's a doctor, right?
I don't know if she's actually a doctor. Oh, okay. She may be.
A researcher or something. She didn't, you know.
Her name is, her last name is, it's Deborah Nukatola.
Nukatola.
Planned Parenthood Senior Director of Medical Research.
Oh, okay.
So she might be a doctor.
She's a science-y type.
She in the video, she's seen and heard discussing their policy of donating fetal tissue to researchers. Now she's, meanwhile, she's been set up by the people that are interviewing her or talking
it's
to her.
It's a trap.
And are filming her without her knowledge.
Yeah.
Talking about this.
They're
over
baiting
lunch.
Her.
Right. And this is edited. A lot of people are complaining at how they edited the fuck out of the video.
This is so evil.
To not talk about the other stuff that she talked about. But now the people on the right are this guy, who was the rep I just read? Tim Murphy,
Damn.
Who said that it's going to be investigated. But even he knows that which is legal is not necessarily moral or ethical. So he knows that she's not describing anything illegal.
Right.
Nothing illegal is going on here.
They just don't like the sound of it.
Right.
And it furthers their cause.
Now, it is illegal to sell body parts.
Okay.
And a lot of these stories that were coming out yesterday were like, we caught Planned Parenthood. Burn them down. They're selling fetus parts. Get them.
If it's illegal to sell body parts, then how did Walter and the Big Lebowski come up with that thumb?
I think that's fiction.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Save the gasoline from the Baphomet burning.
Yeah.
Get all the Planned Parenthoods.
Oh, God.
So, but Planned Parenthood, even in the other undercover video, she says that it's donations they make back to researchers for shipping costs, to recoup the shipping costs.
Right.
So they're not buying
no
body parts.
But yeah,
the activist asks her whether they charge for the organs. They keep trying to get her to say
$29.95 for a spleen.
And she doesn't say that. She
How much for
say
a finger?
It. The stuff that she says is gross. It's gross and very graphic.
Well, she's a doctor.
She's talking about body parts, lungs being harvested, muscle tissue,
ugh,
whatever.
It's gross.
She described how you have to get stuff out without crushing. It's heinous. It is horrible. Not illegal. The Bobby Jindal's losing his shit.
Oh, my God.
Of course. Saying that if we can't win on this issue, defending innocent human life, we should just fold up the Republican Party and start all over again.
Well, I mean,
even though still,
yeah,
still a majority of the country is in favor of a woman's right to choose in the 60 something percents. They get millions of federal funding, which despite the fact that the ninnies in the GOP have been trying to defund it. Even though, again, only a percentage of Planned Parenthood's money or services.
Yeah, it's not all abortion.
Right. And
they're
pap
doctors.
Smears and, yeah.
It's important stuff.
Now, of course, they're screaming, that's it. We got to take all the money from Planned Parenthood.
I mean, it's a Republican caring about unborn people as mm-hmm. opposed to the people that are there in Louisiana.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker called the video absolutely horrifying and disgusting.
God.
Who
asked for his
opinion? Yesterday he said the minimum wage,
right.
Having a minimum wage is lame.
It's lame, man.
lame.
It's so lame getting... What does he want? No minimum wage? Does he just want slaves?
He thinks the minimum wage is lame.
Oh, yeah. It's so yesterday.
How can you... I can't... People can't live on seven something an hour, whatever the minimum wage is now. People can't live on $12 an hour, which is even the minimum wage in some places.
Even in Wisconsin.
And he's saying we should fucking lower it. Get rid of it. Let there be a dollar an hour pay.
When did the minimum wage start? Was that an FDR or something? I think that's a Googler.
Yeah, that's a Googler.
Let your fingers do the Googling.
I don't know the minimum wage laws.
Is that an FDR?
Federal Minimum Wage Provisions, Fair Labor Standards Act.
Right.
The Department of Labor. Many states also have minimum wage, minimum wage laws. The history of the minimum wage. Clicking.
Click.
The 1940, an amendment was enacted prescribing establishment of special industry committees to determine the minimum wage levels acceptable in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. The rates established could be less than statute, blah, 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 blah. So 40s, I think.
Oh, okay.
In 1949, the minimum wage was raised from 40 cents an hour to 75 cents an hour.
God. You know, I remember when I was in high school, it was like 3.45 or something. It was nothing.
In 1947, it was amended.
Yes.
I'm trying to see when that actually started. I don't know.
In the 40s, right?
Yeah, sometime in the 40s, it looks like. During or after the war is when they finally decided. In 1961, they expanded the scope to the retail trade sector. Like right now, they still don't have to pay the restaurant lobby.
Oh, yeah, you don't.
Hates. They don't, you know, they don't want to be made to have a minimum wage. Right. A lot of people are saying you just extend the minimum wage to restaurant workers.
You know, I got a friend who's like, I should go open a bar in Texas because it would be so cheap because you don't have to pay anybody anything. God, dude.
And then they want to get rid of the minimum wage.
Right.
So it would be even better. I'll pay you a dollar an hour.
Why don't we just bring back slavery?
And there's the problem is there's people desperate enough that will work for that dollar an hour.
Well, you can't have nothing. Oh, yeah. what? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they took the flag down. Yeah, you can't have slavery.
They took our slaves.
So, of course, on the right, one of these guys, I think we talked about him a little earlier.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh.
Nobody wants to.
Rick Santorum.
Oh, God.
You could just imagine has lost his mind over this.
Well, where is he from? What state did he originate from? What's his deal? He just seems like he's been around forever just running for president.
Pennsylvania.
Wasn't he
governor of Pennsylvania or yes. Senator from Pennsylvania?
Yeah. He's from Pennsylvania. He's an asshole.
Santorum, who apparently just ignored the fact that. Meanwhile, the unedited video they got unedited video that she was discussing the reimbursement cost for consensual legal tissue donations. For
right.
the shipping costs and stuff. She was not saying, oh, 30 bucks per liver.
Yeah.
18 if, you know, you want a taint.
Right. How much for the whole person?
Right. That wasn't what was happening. So they edited it. Creative editing to make it look even more heinous. It is very blunt talk about a gross procedure.
Yeah, but they're doctors. And research.
They were pretending to be, right.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
were Chris Donin. But
the person they're talking to,
the
person they're talking to is a researcher.
Right.
I mean, you know.
So this idiot, the byproduct, the frothy byproduct of, what is it?
Of
lube and fecal matter is the result of anal sex. Rick Santorum was talking on some radio show, the Simon Conway show.
Oh, it's my favorite. Simon Conway. You know what? That's Tim Conway's son. Yes, it is Tim Conway's son. He's a conservative, lunatic, right-wing nut job radio dude. We talked about it before, I remember.
Well, Tim Conway Jr. Was on the radio out here for a long, long time.
Or maybe I'm totally wrong. Simon Conway!
It's fun, it's local, it's conservative,
It's
on Monday through Friday. Oh, he does like us. He does 2 hours a day. Ours, much better.
What a nerd.
Here's the headline for yesterday's show. Planned Parenthood National Director is selling fetus parts.
Perfect. God. How sensationalistic.
And not. And a lie.
It's bullshit.
Do you want to hear a little bit of this?
Oh, yes.
I can play the audio, otherwise I could just read the quote. But
by the way, I'm totally wrong about Simon Conway. His name is actually Simon Morris.
He changed it to Conway?
I don't know. He's Simon.
Did he get married?
Simon Conway Morris. He's an English paleontologist. Maybe this is a different.
That's a different Simon.
God damn it.
This guy's on iHeartRadio.
God.
Anyway,
I was so wrong.
So here's a little bit of Santorum talking with Simon Conway, may or may not be the crotch spawn of Tim Conway.
I think he may not be. I think I may have been incredibly wrong. But at least I'm admitting to it.
Right. Very un-Republican of you.
Oh, I know.
Called for complete, absolute defunding of this organization that is... If you want to scrub all racism from America, let's start with Planned Parenthood.
What? You want to scrub all racism from America? Let's start with Planned Parenthood.
Oh yes. What does Planned Parenthood have to do with racism?
You'll find out.
You want to scrub all racism from America? Let's start with Planned Parenthood because it was started by a racist named Margaret Sanger, mm-hmm. Who was a eugenist. Who's someone who believed in the separation of the races, someone who believed that, in fact, started Planned Parenthood for the purpose of culling out the undesirables, including blacks in America. Mm-hmm. So
it's kind of
amazing.
Very not true. But nonetheless, even if it was, this is, again, total Republican, la, 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 hand over the eyes.
Yeah. I'm denying any reality.
That history has happened.
Sure.
And that, okay, even if it had been created by Margaret Sanger, as for those ridiculous reasons that she was into eugenics and stuff,
right.
Then that was 100 years ago.
Oh, yes.
Or more. So why would it could have changed? Just like Lincoln was a Republican.
Right.
Or... the KKK was started by Democrats.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
And we freely admit that. There's some asshole from Texas.
Nancy Pelosi was in the KKK.
A rep, I think, from Texas.
Right.
Let's just say it's Texas, just to... because...
what?
This guy was saying that the Democrats have to apologize... for slavery.
What?
Oh, for the Confederate flag.
Oh, okay.
Here it is. A Texas Republican, Representative Pete Olson from Texas, is demanding the Democrats apologize for the Confederate flag or shut up about it.
Well, I mean, the guy does have a point in a way. I mean, everyone, this whole country, we probably should all apologize for the Confederate flag because we've tolerated it for a long time. I mean,
right.
It's part of our pop culture and all this other bullshit, and we just, you know, whatever.
But these are representatives. How embarrassing is it that these guys don't know?
These guys are idiots.
History happened, and the whole Dixiecrat thing, they bailed because they were pissed off at Johnson for that whole Civil Rights Act.
Right.
And letting the brown person go to the bathroom next to them or go to school with them. They weren't abiding by that shit. So they threw a hissy fit, and over the course of years, some of them bailed right away. Some of them took longer, like Strom Thurmond.
Took forever.
It took forever. He never left and stayed as Democrats, or became Republicans. And now, what's the party of racism?
Hold on a second. Survey says, yeah. Show me Republicans.
All the flag waving, the stars and bars waving.
Oh, yeah.
Morons out there. I don't think there's a lot of Obama voters in that group.
By the way, check out Simon Conway. Look at this idiot. He's got
I've seen him before.
On iHeartRadio. He's got the
giant ears.
Oh, why does he have a button-down denim shirt? Hello, is this 1995?
Maybe that's a Glenn Beck. 19 oh, yeah. or 1791 or whatever
you
the
think
hell
he's friends Glenn Beck.
Ridiculous. I don't know. He says he's fun and conservative.
He couldn't hold a candle to Glenn Beck. How dare you, Simon?
How dare you, Simon? Here's a little bit more Rick Santorum.
You want to start from, you want to go back and take down the Confederate flag? Let's take down Planned Parenthood. And because Planned Parenthood has continued to do disgusting things in killing little children in the womb to now selling their body parts and harvesting them.
They're not. It's been debunked. Yet this asshole,
yes,
knows it's been debunked.
Right.
Doesn't care. Goes out there saying they're selling baby parts, which is illegal.
It's not
which
true.
Is illegal. Little children in the womb is what he says.
This is a problem. You know, you got Fox News and all these stupid idiots on right-wing nut job radio just pretending to be a news source, but they're lying. They're just this proliferating lies.
Right.
For their idiot listeners.
Exactly. Listen to us 24/7 here on crabdiving.com.
But we proliferate funny lies.
Right. I was going to try to play a little bit of the Simon Conway show, but you got to go through a whole sign-up bullshit process at iHeartRadio.
He's probably monetized the whole business. What a charlatan.
So sadly, we can't hear
a
clip of him. Let me try.
Did you see on iHeartRadio his little byline for his thing? It's fun. It's local. It's conservative. Yeah. And it's on Monday through Friday.
That's just like us.
Damn, why don't we just steal that? Why don't we just say it's fun, it's local, it's liberal. And it's on Monday through Friday. Bam. I just revamped his whole show.
Oh, this says Jewish talk show host Simon Conway backs Republicans. British American slams British socialism. He's a Brit, apparently.
Here, weird. I didn't know they had conservatives over there.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need somebody to really mess things up. So God made a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
God said, I need somebody willing to sleep in, prey on human frailties, figure out how to make money from man's dumb acts, then prey on human frailties some more, eat dinner in the best restaurant in town, and get somebody else to pay for it.
Eat dinner at the best restaurant in town. Get someone else to pay for it. Is this guy painting a picture of a welfare queen?
I think he's reciting his piece entitled God Made a Lawyer.
Oh my
so
God.
I don't. This is written prose he's reading on his little radio show.
His stump speech. This is Type 5.
So that's who Simon Conway is.
His go-to bullshit.
Right-wing radio.
Congratulations, Simon. You're a jerk.
This is not an organization that should be supported. Period, in this country, much less with government funds.
Are we in a strong position here? We have Chuck Grassley as a chair of judiciary. Does that give us an edge here? Because surely, I mean, if you look at that video...
Now, didn't the right scream and bitch and moan when Pierce...
Brosnan.
No.
Morgan.
Yes, when Pierce Morgan said... was talking about guns.
Monty Pinty.
Get the fuck out of our... Oh, no, wait. get the fuck out of our country. What are you doing here? You shouldn't be talking about that, you British foo-foo fairy.
Foo-foo fairy.
And so they were screaming about the fact that he shouldn't have an opinion because he ain't from America. He weren't born here.
He can't have an opinion about guns.
He's not a citizen.
We certainly have opinions about other countries.
But I'm sure they're okay with this dickwad.
Yeah.
Because even though he talks like this and he's got this accent...
Right.
Saying horrible, heinous, right-wing, nutjobbery shit. So then, no, that's okay.
Piers Morgan, by the way, does seem kind of like an asshole to me, though.
A little full
of himself.
Yeah. I've heard he's a dick.
Yeah.
But he's right on guns. He's right about the guns.
Right.
America's batshit crazy with their guns.
You know, I got a friend that books the Larry King show. I didn't know this friend, a comic friend of mine, works for Larry King on the Hulu network or whatever, and books guests on there. I was like, how's
wait a second. Larry King has a show?
Absolutely.
On the Hulu network?
Yeah.
I thought Larry King retired.
No, I mean, Larry King, he keeps getting shows and wives.
Did he get canceled or
he got remarried again, too, I think.
Oh, what is that?
That's number
eight,
seven.
Nine, seven?
I think that's number seven.
Seven?
Jesus.
At least he's not out there claiming about the sanctity of marriage.
No, I don't think that's ever been his thing. I did one time watch him call George Harrison. Didn't he call George Harrison John Lennon, Larry King, in an interview?
Oh, I don't, there's something a million like gaffes out there for with Larry King of shit that he said over the years. He was, he's 100, isn't he?
Larry King?
He's got to be up there.
I wonder what his net worth is.
He's got to be in the 70s, I would think. We only got a few minutes left here on the big show today on this
81.
Hump day.
81. Dang. 81 years old.
Still plugging away.
Height 5'9".
I was just going to say, I hope I'm still doing this when I'm 81, but I'm thinking...
Maybe not.
You know, do I still want to be doing this when I'm 81?
I was wrong. He's still married to Sean. They got married in 1997.
Which is... But what number is she?
I think number 27.
That's her age.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Here it is. Larry King's spouse. God. He was married in 1967 to... Aline Akins, and then, his first marriage was in 1960 to Annette Kay, then Aline Akins and Mickey Sutphin, and then Aline Akins again in 1967, and then Sharon Lepore, Julie Alexander, and finally Sean King. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 7.
I wonder if we've got, before we... Do you want to hear this guy?
Oh, absolutely.
This Pete Olson guy from Texas talking about the Confederate flag.
Oh, that'd be great.
All what they really want here on the House floor yesterday. I mean, there has been all sorts of issues and discussions and outrage about the Confederate flag in South Carolina. Stan, the Democrats have no standing whatsoever to talk about that flag because that was a flag of their party during the Civil War. That was their battle flag, not our battle flag. Our battle flag was the Stars and Stripes with President Lincoln. They have no credibility to shut up. Apologize
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Amen to that. And that was just to distract. And I don't, like I said, I don't know if the media was part of it intentionally. The whole Confederate flag story is a fake story. It was one sicko kid with a bad haircut.
That's their...
Is that Dylan?
Because there's no racism.
Are they referring to Dylan Roof, the sicko kid with a bad haircut?
Well, it's because there's no racism. It's a false flag.
Well, he was wearing a bunch of racist symbols on his jacket when it happened.
But there's no racism.
Okay.
Because, you know, capitalism. You could... Some asshole on our Facebook page I'm arguing with was talking about how the... We're arguing about the government versus corporate...
Right.
And he's like, corporate control, what does that mean? What does that even mean? No corporation's controlling me. And I was like, you asshole, why don't you try to take a walk in the woods in Oregon and take some pictures of lakes and shit?
Yeah.
That's where they passed that law that said you can't take pictures of pollution.
Right.
Out in the woods, or you can't take pictures out in the woods, because if you do, you might take pictures of pollution, and that's a felony. Because the polluters... own the legislators,
right?
Or is Idaho? I said Oregon. Idaho.
Yeah, they had those no-fly zones, right, where you can't fly over oil spills and tar sand spills.
Corporations are making the decisions.
Think about the shit they're covering up. How many tar sand spills do we not know about?
Exactly.
Or is it called the tar sand spill? It's called tar sand.
No, I think you can spill tar sand oil too.
Good for us.
So that's a little bit of. These are our representatives.
Well, whatever. That just. They suck.
It's just lies. Democrat. It's their flag.
Why doesn't California secede? Why don't we secede? Well, we don't have any water. That's why. But
yeah,
we all die of thirst.
Yeah, we're a little dry. Yeah. Although we could hold our own.
We could buy our water. We got plenty of money.
We do.
Oh, okay. Well,
before we wrap it up here, do you want to hear?
Oh yes.
Tom DeLay.
Oh God.
Tom DeLay, former majority leader in the House.
Crook.
A crook,
corruption,
convicted,
went to jail,
and then found a friendly Texas panel of judges. What a shock.
He was resurrected.
That overturned his evil conviction.
Oh, God.
Here's former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay on Wall Builders Live.
What?
This is something called Wall Builders Live.
Are these people that want to build a wall between Texas and Mexico? I bet.
Oh, I wonder.
An anti-immigration group?
I wonder.
Bunch of xenophobes?
It's a Fisher-Price website, so it's kind of hard to tell what's going on. It's really a website that was designed 15 years ago. And in fact, it won't even load some of the plugins. That's how old this is. Their technology. Here's Tom DeLay on Wall Builders.
What's your take on the temperature in Congress? Are there still some good patriots up there that are standing for these things?
Yes, there are. There's more than even when I was in Congress. Unfortunately, they're not in positions of leadership, but they're putting pressure on leadership. I noticed that McConnell, the majority leader of the Senate, said that the marriage ruling was settled law. The members should revolt against that and go after the McConnell for saying that. Because
and do what? It's true. It's the law of the land. The goddamn Supreme Court has spoken.
It's the Supreme Court.
Right. And he's what? Saying that the Republican members should revolt against Mitch McConnell.
What are they going to do?
Take him down. Get his arms.
Are they going to beat him? Honestly, are they going to tackle him?
And do what? Time up.
There's a lot that Congress can do, not just limit the jurisdiction of the courts. They can pass this a constitutional amendment. They can impeach judges. They can cut the budgets of the courts. They can't cut the Supreme Court, but lower courts. They can express themselves that way, express their abhorrence to the ruling by cutting their budgets. There's just a lot of things that they can do to invoke the separation of powers.
Oh my God!
So. He wants to defund the judiciary.
He's saying they could basically hurt the government. They could hurt the country.
Right. And punish them all.
What kind of response is that?
That's what a lot of these guys are saying, that these judges should be impeached. Impeach Kagan. Impeach Ginsburg.
But then, I mean, how does this further their cause? You still have marriage equality.
Well, no, then you could put judges in that'll vote your way and overturn
shit. Okay.
That sucks. The Republican way.
Right.
That's all we got for this hump day, ladies and germs. Crab diving will be back tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Shiny and sparkly and new for you at 2 p.m. Pacific, at 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Tide Coast for 2 hours again. Don't forget to get us as past episodes at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Also, follow our social media. Go to crabdiving.com. Tickle the little blue buttons over on the left.
Yes, patronize us.
Join in the combo.
Or patronize us.
That's exactly it.
Whichever.
Don't forget, buy shit through Amazon. Go through our portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little taste, a little nibble.
Drinking money.
Buy us a beer.
Please.
Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedial type stuff somewhere soon. Find out where, at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, also Vile.
Much better website than Wall Builders.
Oh, yes.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.